Well, hello and welcome to today's Lamplighter. If you were with us yesterday, you heard a very small piece of a wonderful presentation, God's Courtroom, that's been developed by Bruce Kugler, a practicing lawyer in the community of Springfield, just up the road from us. And he developed this over the years and it's become very powerful. Bruce, this has got to be very, very satisfying for you to find something to use your trade, a legitimate trade of being a lawyer, for God's glory.
You know, I feel no matter what we're called at, whether we're a mechanic or a lawyer or a doctor, whatever our profession is, we are instructed by the Lord to use it for His glory. I am encouraged. I was very encouraged when Family Video agreed to put this film into every one of their stores in the United States, and we donated those DVDs to that store, and people can still rent that free of charge at those stores, and I'm very thankful.
That should pique our attention as to what this is, because now it has gone not nationwide, but worldwide. In about a minute or so, Bruce, tell us everything we kind of talked about yesterday. What is God's Courtroom?
Well, God's Courtroom is an evangelistic ministry that asks this primary question, that if you were to die today, would you be prepared to stand trial in God's courtroom? It's basically a presentation mm-hmm. that presents the gospel from a lawyer's perspective.
And why is that? Legally, we see what in the scriptures?
Well, because the Bible is a legal book. I mean,
yes.
You can't help reading the Bible and seeing that the Bible talks about the judge. It talks about the charge. It talks about the penalty. It talks about how God is offering everyone a pardon. These are all legal terms in the Bible. It's a legal transaction mm-hmm. that occurs when you accept Christ as your Savior and Lord.
And when Paul talks about in Romans and other places too, he uses legal communication.
Yes, that is correct. That is very correct.
Give me an example of that in the Romans Road or in Romans. What are some of the points you bring up that point to a legal transaction going on here?
Well, I think we can just say this. Just to give you an example, the word law is used 535 times in the Bible. The word judge or judgment is used 480 times. The word witness is used 135 times. The word pardon is used 22 times. So the Bible speaks of legal terms throughout the whole scripture.
Mm-hmm. And this is because we need on us the full holiness of God and have to have removed from us the full sin that we have in our lives.
That's correct.
And when we go before the judge as a Christian, what transpires where God the Father looks at us as we've been saved, we go before the judge. How does he rule on us, those of us who accepted Christ?
Well, if I have accepted God's offer of a pardon, there was three requirements. Let's make sure we understand that.
Please.
You have to admit that you have sinned. You have to admit that you have sinned against God.
You plead guilty.
B, you have to believe. You have to believe that the penalty of your sin is death.
Okay.
You must also believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He died on a cross and shed His blood to pay the penalty for your sin. But C is very important. C is commit. You must be willing to commit
your life
to Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And by the way, I have spoken in India, in China, different parts of the world, and I often tell people salvation is a free gift that will cost you everything.
Amazing.
And Romans 10:9 says that you must confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord. That means boss. You must be willing to submit, to surrender to Christ as the boss, the Lord of your life. That doesn't mean you're sin-free. That doesn't mean you're not going to struggle, but you're willing to let Christ come in and transform you. And it also requires you to repent of your sin, to turn from sin. So when you have admit, believe, and commit, and you accept Christ by faith, accept that pardon, there's a transaction that occurs at that very moment.
That legal transaction. And I try to preach that more now too, because I see that. I say the salvation is full of love and emotion, but salvation doesn't come because of love and emotion. Salvation comes because sin has been removed from our existence. Then we realize, who did this for me? My Jesus did this. My Jesus, I love thee. What you have done for me, I owe you everything.
Yeah.
There's the love of God that changes our hearts.
That's right.
So you've made this CD, And briefly, what's on this CD again?
Well,
God's Courtroom.
Okay, the DVD.
Excuse me.
We do have a CD for people that want to listen to it. But we also have a DVD. The DVD basically has the film. And in the film, we were presenting the gospel, and we went to 4 or 5 historical courthouses and were presenting the gospel. This is a great thing to use. I've had churches play this during an evening service. I've had people use it as a Bible study. I've had jails, prison ministries show it to defendants, people that are incarcerated. So it's a great evangelistic tool.
Very, very well done. And let me just say, too, that you can get a free copy. Bruce, you never sell these.
Yeah, no.
And you can get a free copy, and Bruce has been so kind to make them available through here at WJOY. If you get a hold of us, we will make sure you get a copy of God's Courtroom, the video that you can use for yourself, your family, friends. If you can use 10 copies, ask for them.
Yes, absolutely.
Because how many have you distributed?
Over 18,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Over 18,000.
Now, let's go to the effect of how this has been, because you've just not done this in Illinois. For the rest of this program, you've gone worldwide. Tell us that story.
Well, the world is a big place, but I have been to a few places in the world. I met a person named Ron Herod, and Ron Herod is the former vice president of the Southern Baptist Convention. He heard about God's Courtroom, and he invited me to go on to assist him. And so, for instance, we were in Nicaragua sharing the gospel, training pastors, and God opened doors in Nicaragua to be on television stations and to have the CD one aired, because it was in Spanish. It was aired through in many places in Nicaragua. I believe we were on 5 stations. We were in India. We went to India, again, training pastors. One of the things we also do is we teach and train on spiritual warfare, but we're also presenting God's Courtroom. And in India, I was at a television station in India, in Goa, India, and they've aired God's Courtroom 8 times in Goa, India.
Unbelievable.
I've been to Argentina. Argentina was wonderful. We had great revivals in Argentina, and one of the largest Christian stations, Canal Luz, aired the program. So that's been wonderful. We've also been to China presenting the gospel. I carefully word this, because I'm actually in China. We're presenting the gospel from a lawyer's perspective.
Yes.
For educational purposes. Okay. So I'm not there as a preacher. I'm there as a lawyer, but I'm there explaining from educational purposes.
So the comrades will be willing to let you present.
So we've gone there. We've also been, recently we were in Palestine, and we'll be talking about that, I think, on the next segment.
Yeah, that's got to be amazing, Palestine. We wanted to save that one for the last. And I don't know how much more. We'll go into as many programs as we need to, but I want to take about just 2 or 3 minutes now, because I want to present a snippet at the end again. We're going to present the whole God's Courtroom in pieces throughout this Lamplighter program edition. But tell us one story, China or India, save Palestine for a moment, or maybe Nicaragua. Tell us one story about how God's Courtroom has been received.
All right. I was in China, in the city of Dalian, and I was speaking at a church. Now, in China, it's illegal for someone to, I'm an American, to preach the gospel.
Uh-huh.
But this particular pastor wanted me to present the gospel, and so I was there. By the way, China is so vast, it has over 1 billion people, so the laws are not exactly enforced across the board. There's some discretion within each city. But anyway, I was asked to share in 3 services. Now, you would think you have 3 groups of different people in each service. No, it was the people that were there the first service stuck around for the second service and stuck around for the third. That's how it is. Okay. But during the second service, a man came in. And as I began the third service, I decided to do the invitation a little differently. I first asked, is there anybody here who is not a Christian? Please raise your hand. Now, that did not surprise people in that culture, and several people raised their hand. And after we presented the gospel, several people came forward, including a Hong Kong businessman. And I asked him, why did you come in? Because he had never been to the church before. And he said to us that he had a dream about the Bible, and he called his brother. And his brother said, well, you should go to church. And while he was outside this area, he asked someone, is there a church nearby? And they pointed him to where we were. Now, the church where I was at China doesn't have like a sign on it. It's a building. You got to go up the stairs. So they pointed him up the stairs. He came up the stairs, came in the second service, stayed through to the third, and at the end of the third, he accepted Christ as the Savior.
How God moves. How God moves. A businessman from Hong Kong comes to a completely different area and asks where a church is because he's told to do so by his brother because of a dream. And you present, you present the legality, the legal side of why it's important to stand before the judge and be able to present yourself pure and clean as Christians who have been, as you say, accepted the pardon. Why do you use that word?
Well,
that's a good presentation.
Let me be very clear. I do not believe good people go to heaven and bad people go to hell. I don't buy that.
Okay.
Okay. First of all.
By the way, we have 30 seconds left.
What I believe is the only way I'm going to heaven is on a legal technicality that someone else died on my behalf, penalty, and
yes.
I accepted that pardon, and that person is Jesus Christ.
And that is the heart and soul of God's courtroom.
Yes.
And if you want a copy of it, give us a call. We're going to have another presentation. We'll go into a third program. Probably won't be tomorrow, but later on we'll have a third, maybe a fourth with Bruce on how this is. But I want to say thanks to all of our listeners for joining us. Get a copy of God's Courtroom. Thanks for being with us here on The Lamplighter.